The Federal Coordinator for Alaska Natural Gas Transportation Projects has laid out factors working for and against development of a line from the North Slope. Larry Pursley addressed the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce this week, painting a market picture filled with a lot of competing gas, including major projects overseas.
Just in the six-year period, 2009 through 2015, new LNG plants are going online that will add 50% to the production serving the Asian market. Qatar, which has the largest natural gas reserves in the world, in the Mideast country, set itself a goal by the end of 2010 to have the capacity to produce and export 11 billion cubic feet a day. They are going to reach that goal by December.
Given all the worldwide competition and relatively low gas prices, Pursley said an Alaska project should focus on the lower 48, the world's biggest gas market. Two proposed Alaska gas line projects to feed North American markets completed open seasons this summer, and there are also smaller proposed projects to meet in-state demand. Pursley said an in-state line isn't a good economic choice.
If Alaskans could take what they would have spent to subsidize a small in-state line, sit down with the producers, with pipe companies, and see how you could use that to merge the projects, to leverage that investment so you get both. You get a pipeline that takes a lot of gas at high value to North America, keeping what you need in Alaska, put those together, you get the lowest cost gas for consumers in Alaska because people at the other end of the line are paying 95% of the cost, they're 95% of the gas.
Pursley said a large diameter line to the lower 48 also has the advantage of several federal benefits, including an investment tax credit for a North Slope gas processing plant. Pursley said the next step toward development of a large diameter North Slope gas line hinges in part on the state and industry hammering out tax issues.